Hi, everybody. This is Joan Stewart, the Publicity Hound. Welcome to tonight's teleseminar on how authors can make money on the Internet for real. Tonight, our guests are Tom Antion and Adam Witte. They're co-authors of the new home study system called Click, the ultimate guide to Internet marketing for authors. And let me introduce them to you. First, Tom is an internationally acclaimed expert in Internet marketing for entrepreneurs. He's a full-time professional speaker who's been featured on major news media worldwide, and he has never worked for anybody. He has been his own boss his whole life. Tom has a very simple three-pronged attack on Internet marketing, which is very simple and easy to understand. Tom tells everybody that he doesn't have a technical bone in his body. All he cares about is where to click to make money. And he teaches his students, just like me, the exact techniques he uses to pull in from $75,000 to $220,000 a month. A month from his home office. These consistent, high-profit, low-overhead Internet sales have made Tom an Internet multimillionaire in a very short period of time. He also owns the only facility of its kind in the world. It's called the Great Internet Marketing Retreat Center in Virginia Beach, and if you visit him, you'll live and work with Tom for 4 days, learning the finer points of pulling in big bucks on the Internet. And when I was at the Retreat Center, Tom shares his bank statements with people who come to visit, so you can see right there on paper exactly how much he makes.
And those $75,000 months, I gotta watch what I eat that month because it's a little low.
A little lean.
Yeah, you gotta watch.
Adam Witte is founder and CEO of the Advantage Media Group, a leading author-centric publisher. He's an innovative marketer and business builder, and he's a serial entrepreneur, having started and operated 3 other businesses. Adam is the co-author of Click, and he teaches authors how to sell on the Internet, and he also teaches direct response marketing techniques for their books. Tonight, Tom and Adam are going to talk about the three-pronged attack to Internet marketing for authors, and they're going to provide us with easy-to-understand, easy-to-implement strategies. So before we start, if you happen to have a headset, you might want to slip it on because you'll be more comfortable taking notes. We're going to fly during the next 60 minutes, and if you have a question that you would like to ask either one of them, please feel free to email it to me at J, that's initial J Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T, at publicityhound.com. Put author question in the subject line, and as we get further into the call, we'll take as many questions as we can, and please try to keep your questions short. One thing Tom taught me is to immediately start delivering content right away. So, Tom, let's do that. Let's start delivering content.
That's for sure. I'm ready.
One of the most valuable things you ever taught me was how to manage my own website. And I bucked you for a couple of years, and I lived to regret it. And finally, here we are today, years later. I manage my own website, and I am as happy as a clam. So tell people where I went wrong.
Well, the thing is you used the right term there, was manage and not create. Because you don't want to become a web designer. You don't want to become a graphic artist because there's no money in that. What you want to do is get a web person to just design the basic structure of your site so that it looks nice. It lines up properly, and they know a lot of things that you don't know about getting the website started. But once that point is taken care of, which for me and for anybody on this line, if they would bother to learn, could be as little as $20. I have websites that bring in $4,000 or $5,000 a month that cost less than $20 to create. And, of course, you've seen them all, Jones. You know, this is all verifiable. And the most I think I ever paid for a website in the modern era that was just a plain website was maybe $50. All right, so once you get that little basic structure, what you learn how to do with a little bit of tutoring anybody on this line could add additional pages to their website to the point where they could have hundreds of pages and a massive web presence for virtually nothing but a couple hours of tutoring. And Joan, you didn't believe me for 2 years, but tell them what you do now if you want a web page. What do you do?
I just click. do a couple of clicks. And I can have a web page created in less than 30 seconds.
Okay, because basically you take another web page that's already got the buttons and the graphics and everything, mm-hmm. and just copy it.
Yep.
And then change the content of the page. In fact, 9 years ago I was watching TV, and I had a lot of articles that I excerpted from my book. And over the course of a three-day weekend, I put 120 articles on my website, and I did not touch that website for 9 years, and it was number 1, 2, or 3 on Google the entire time, still there today, and brought in millions of dollars with it, hundreds of thousands of subscribers to my e-zine, which we'll talk about later, and it cost me $50 for the main template, and the rest of it was free. Now, a 130-140 page website, which is what the total pages are, would have cost me anywhere from $7,000 to $9,000 had I had a web designer do it. And I got it for $50, 2 hours of tutoring to learn how to do it, and that site's been paying off forever. And so I have hundreds of these kinds of sites now, and anybody out there can do this with a little bit of tutoring.
So, Tom, this is prong one, correct?
This is part of prong one, which is websites. This is the look and feel of your website, which the site should be very simple, easy to navigate. Many of you out there have probably been taken for a ride already by some techno geek, I call them, or propeller head, that sold you a bill of goods and sold you a bunch of fancy stuff that doesn't sell. And I know you want to represent yourself well professionally, but the site that I just described to you got Best of the Web in Inc. magazine. The CEOs that voted on these webs voted my site above three other sites that cost $1 million a piece to create. And they said about my site, well, it was easy to get around, and we could find what we wanted fast.
And, Tom, give us your URL.
The URL, and I'm laughing at myself now, because one thing that's going to happen to you, there are going to be things that go wrong in your life. And as of this moment, after 9 years, the navigation buttons disappeared off of the home page of that site. So it's still there, and you can see it. And I know Nikki, my assistant, is working on it right now, so it might not even be down when you go there, but it's public-speaking.org, public-speaking.org. And if there's no navigation buttons on the homepage, you can still click on the main structure of it and go to all the other articles, and they have the buttons on.
Look at it this way. You don't have to wait in line behind all these other clients to have your techno geek fix it. That's what I had to do.
Well, or I would have fixed it myself had I not been getting on this call with you.
Yeah.
So having that power means that you're never waiting 2 weeks to fix a typo and never at the bottom of the heap, because most web designers are broke all the time and they want the new big $5,000 job. And when you need a few sentences changed around, they're like, heck with you, I got to go make money to pay the rent. So this is very empowering to have this skill, and you know it as well as anybody.
Okay, let's talk more about prong one. This is the first of a three-prong strategy. Adam, okay, we get a website. What do we put on it?
Well, like Tom said, and as you know, we push closer to 2008, the bottom line is this: content is king. Content is king. And certainly, with Google now becoming a noun and with everybody wanting a high ranking on Google and all the other major search engines, they're going to rank your site based on one thing, and that's the quality of the content. And I have learned from Tom the best way to develop high-quality content for your website to rise in the search rankings, to get eyeballs, is through articles. And I'm a big believer in writing as many articles as humanly possible. And the first thing that many of the listeners on the call are probably saying is, oh my gosh, you know, I just wrote a book. I don't have time to write all these extra articles. Well, here's a couple of things. Number one, recycle the content of your book. You just wrote this beautiful book. Now you want to try to use it in as many ways as possible. You want to monetize it in as many ways as possible. And so just like Tom said, that one night when he took his book and he turned that into 120 separate articles that he was then able to place on the web, that gave his website good content, which lead to high search rankings. So that's one thing. The second thing that you can do is you don't have to write the articles. Hire somebody else to do it. And I'm a big advocate of this. Tom's a big advocate of this. But if you visit Craigslist.org, if you visit Elance.com, you can hire people to write articles for you. And I'll give you a case in point, is that I just recently had someone write 50 articles for me. I gave them more or less bullet points of what I wanted them to cover in the article, and they charged me $5 an article. So I got 50 articles for $250. And, you know, with the value of my time, that was a huge savings.
That would have taken you weeks to do.
It would have taken me weeks. And so anybody that's on the call that's saying, I don't have time, it's not a good excuse, because you can easily and very cost-effectively pay somebody else to do it.
Okay, Adam, what about writers? What about authors who have written fiction books? Mm-hmm. They can write articles as well about the topic of their fiction, correct?
Oh, yeah. Don't let the fact that you've written fiction be a stumbling block. Absolutely. You can write articles on the plot. You can write articles on the character. You can write articles that appeal to the fan club or the genre in which you typically write your book. So this isn't a nonfiction-only situation. Articles can apply to anybody. Now, here's what's really important, is that once you have all the articles, you want to begin to place them on your website. And the big thing is you don't want to put them all up there at once. You want to do it very slowly and progress over time. So week one, you might post one or two articles. Week two or three, you might post the next one. What all the search engines are looking for is that the content is very, very natural. If you just place 500 articles on your website at once, it's not going to look very natural. And of course, in the articles, every single article should have what we call a byline. And the byline is two or three sentences about the author. And then usually you're going to have a link or an offer to something else. And so in that byline of that article, you might have a link to an ebook or to a special report or to a free report or to your e-zine. And so building people and getting them into your marketing funnel, which we'll talk about the marketing funnel later, articles are a great, great way to do that because of that byline. The other thing that you can do, Joan, with articles is not only place them on your website, but you can also place them in article directories. And there are a number of article directories online. A lot of folks that write e-zines will actually go to article directories, and they'll swipe your articles, and they'll actually publish your own articles in their own e-zine. And Tom, I know that you've used a lot of article directories. What, in your opinion, are the three or four best these days?
Well, the winner by far is ezinearticles.com, but better than that is just type in free article directory and use the singular, free article directory, and the top ones that come up are going to be the top ones, and you'll probably run into 100 of them, but if you just did the top 10 and really hit it hard, you'd be far, far ahead of the game.
And Joan, one other important thing to mention to the listeners is for every article that you post on your own website, you want to give it its own separate page with its own separate HTML address. You don't want to have all, you know, 100 or all 50 articles listed on one page.
Okay, that I think is a good segue into the next thing we're going to talk about, which is search engine optimization. So we've got a website that hopefully we had created for not a lot of money. We've got articles up on the site. How do the search engines find our articles and find all the other content on our site.
Well, you know, Joan, I love this topic because it's one of the ones that gets me attacked on the Internet by the search engine optimization people who are extremely expensive. And there's probably not a month goes by that I don't get a call from somebody that says, hey, I hired this expensive firm and my site got banned. You know, so this is a rapidly changing field. So I use a very conservative method that I could teach a trained monkey in about an hour how to do. And in fact, in our course, the complete instructions are there. And I've been doing this for years, and as little as 4 months ago, I got a top number one ranking on Google, and as 9 years ago, using the same exact method I'm going to tell you right now. The first thing is that do not be a jack of all trades. See, Google wants to give the best possible search results to the person that's searching. And if your site is about 10 different topics, from the search engine perspective, you look like a jack of all trades. And there's no reason for them to give you a high ranking because they want to give the searcher the best possible search. So once you learn how to make websites really dirt cheap, if you do have more than one topic, you'll split them up into separate websites. So that's the first key, is make the website all about one topic. Don't have 10 topics on it. Now, the next thing is, and this is by far the most important, is getting people to link to your site, incoming links. Now, in the old days, I used to tell people to trade links, but as little as 6 or 8 months ago, trading links became a bad thing to do from the search engines. In fact, they're considered second-class links. They're considered link schemes, so the search engines frown upon them. So that doesn't mean go throw away any link trades you have going with your friends, but do not pursue them in the future. There's only very limited times when it makes any sense from the search engine perspective, and you probably won't run into them. So don't trade links anymore. But to piggyback off the article writing, when you put an article in one of these article directories, you, in essence, get a link back to your website. And so the more these articles you put out there in directories and that get picked up by other websites, the more incoming links you have to your site. So the search engines are pretty smart. So when they come to your site and they see thousands of links coming in from all around the Internet, here's what they say. Wow, that must be a pretty good site if so many people bothered to link to it. But you can manipulate this by spreading these articles and your content around the Internet. So incoming links are critically important. And we did a test one time. I put an article in eZine Articles. A month later, we checked and found that that article was in 250 different websites around the world. And I made a misstatement there. We put it in 50 article directories. eZine Articles was one of them. So the same article then 30 days later was on 250 web pages. Other websites had picked the article up and given us a link back. So we got a 5-to-1 return on that one article in 30 days just by putting it in 50 article directories. So those incoming links are really important to you, and that's an easy way to do it.
Okay, and you know, a lot of these expensive search engine optimization agencies or people who you talked about, one of the things that a lot of them advertise is we'll give you the number one ranking on Google.
Well, yes.
But for what?
And that's a scam. See, let me say in this case, because I always like to be fair, in most cases it's a scam. It's not always a scam. But if you have a very obscure keyword, I mean, you know, guys like me that have been around for a while laugh at this because somebody will come up and say, hey, I got number one on Google. And I say, oh, yeah, well, for what keyword? Well, my name is Joseph Kozolinski or something. Uh-huh. It's some oddball, obscure thing. And I'm thinking, well, you ought to be real proud of yourself, Joseph, because nobody's typing that in. So, yes, you can get a high ranking. So we want high rankings on words that mean something to us in our market, which brings me to you must have a knowledge of keywords to have any chance at all to be found in the search engines. So I'm going to give you a free tool here that'll help you work on this, and it's called freekeywords.com. freekeywords.wordtracker.com. freekeywords.wordtracker.com. And if you play with this tool, it's totally free, and put a word in the top that you think is important to your website and click Hit Me, it'll bring up a whole list of things beneath. At least you hope they do, because if it brings up nothing, that means you have a crappy topic and nobody's searching for it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it brings up a list, the numbers next to the list are the expected number of searches per day on that keyword. So if it's really, really tiny, and you think your cool word is the latest buzzword in the world, and you build a website around it, you're in for a rude awakening, folks, because nobody on earth is looking for it. So you should use this tool before you do anything with your website. That's critical for search engine placement.
Okay, let's talk about another subtopic that ties into prong number one, related to websites. The good news is that we don't have to drive all the traffic to our websites. I have a lot of affiliates who drive traffic to my website and sell my products. So, Adam, tell us about the importance and the power of affiliates.
Absolutely. And before I do that, Joan, one thing to mention about what Tom said with search engine optimization and picking keywords that people are really looking for. This is so common, especially in the publishing business and the authoring business, is that an author might develop this unique term or terminology for their business or their industry or their expertise. And they think that they're all high and mighty because they've created their own vocabulary, if you will, or their own term, but nobody's searching for it. There was this one guy who taught customer relationship management, which in sales is a pretty common term, but he called it something like value relational selling. And when he typed that keyword into WordTracker, he realized that nobody was looking for it. And so if you're trying to get traffic on your website or to your website for your book, you know, you've got to use terminology that's common and that people are actually searching for.
Okay, tell us about affiliates. I think affiliate income is sometimes easier to make than selling my own stuff. So tell us about affiliates, Adam.
Yeah, you're right. In fact, that's the one thing that I learned very, very quickly was you don't have to have your own products and services to make money online. Affiliate income is absolutely phenomenal, and you can make money that way in two parts. One, you can become an affiliate of other people and sell their products and services. And an example of that would be if you, the author, had a list, and there was another person who had a product or service that fit with your list, you could send out an email blast on their behalf advertising their product, and anybody that purchased, you would get more or less a sales commission or an affiliate commission on that. So again, you can make money selling someone else's product. It doesn't cost you anything. You don't have to hold inventory. You don't have to take the orders. It's a great way to make money. If you are an author, then you should develop a pool of affiliates or associates, as some people call it, that are selling for you. And let's talk about some of the things that are really important with an affiliate program. You know, number one, affiliates are really, it's a branding mushroom effect, if you will. It's a multiplication of your sales force because you're having other people go out and sell for you. So when you're developing an affiliate program, some really important things to remember are, A, you want to have a program that's easy to use and easy to manage. Because if you're keeping track of your affiliates and what they've sold for you, you know, with a pen, paper, and abacus, you're going to get really confused really quickly. Tom and I both use a program called Kickstart Cart. You can learn about it at AdvantageShoppingCart.com, and this shopping cart system has a built-in affiliate program. And what you want to look for is, of course, real-time tracking for your affiliates. You want order confirmation for your affiliates. And something that's really important is you want to pay your affiliates quickly. The sooner the better. Remember, if someone's selling your product on your behalf or acting as a salesperson for you, the quicker that you can pay them, the more eager, the more excited they are to continue to sell your products. I recommend that, at minimum you at least pay your affiliates once a month. And if you can do it even more than that, all the better.
And you should also have a shopping cart that allows your affiliates to go into their account in your shopping cart 24/7 to see how much they've sold so that they don't have to rely on you for the figures.
Well, exactly. So many people that develop an affiliate program, they hate it because it bogs them down, and you know, affiliates will call and say, hey, how much money did I make, and things like that. If you have an online system, and again, the shopping cart system that I mentioned has that, if you have an online system, like you said, Joan, your affiliates can log in 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and get a real-time report of everything that they've sold on your behalf.
You know, Adam, you were talking about the importance of writing articles about 10 minutes ago. I slip a lot of affiliate links into the free articles at my website and sell other people stuff for a commission from my free articles.
That is a perfect place to put the affiliate links. And for an author, again, if you're writing all these articles, it's very, very easy to find complimentary products, complimentary services, complimentary authors that may have something of interest to your audience.
Yeah, and I'd like to jump in here because I speak at some writers' conferences, and I know that everybody on this call was very progressive, and they're very open-minded, and they really want to make a lot of money. But a lot of the times I go to these places and the authors are clueless. They've fallen in love with their book, that they're lucky if they are going to make 50 cents a copy. And that's not the way to build a business. And while we're on the topics of affiliates, plaster your book, if it makes sense, full of affiliate links also. I make more money off the affiliate links from most of my books than I do from the book. So don't
now,
be afraid.
Tom, are you talking about a printed book or an e-book?
Either one.
Okay.
And if it's a printed book, the best way to do it is to use a regular link on your site so that you can control. You don't want a real long affiliate link that's got question marks in it and you can hardly type it in. But you send them to a page on your site. So you could send them to jonestewart.com/... there's a generator for writing press releases, let's say, press release generator. And then if that company, you put your affiliate link on that page in your site. And that way, if that company goes out of business and you've got that link printed in a book, you can just change to a different company and your book always stays current. So that's the best way to put affiliate links in a printed book. And in ebooks, you can do the same thing, really, because once the ebook is out of your control, you can't control where people click in it. But if it's going to a page in your site, then you can put whatever affiliate links and swap them out whenever necessary.
Okay, Tom, tell us more about shopping carts. One of the funniest things you've ever said, and it is so true, that if you're going to use a shopping cart, you should be able to go out on Main Street and swing a dead cat over your head and hit somebody who knows how to use your shopping cart. Tell us about that.
I don't remember saying that, but I probably did. The shopping cart system, see, I have 130,000 people in my database, and one of the most frequent questions I get when I'm on the media is, how do you possibly handle that many people with a small staff? And, in fact, I got to like $1.2 million a year with a part-time temp person, you know, so you have to learn how to use automation tools that are inexpensive or free so that, and they don't take days off and they don't get sick and they are not bitchy and everything else. So I use a tool called Kickstart Cart. You can find it at AdvantageShoppingCart.com that takes the orders for me. It puts the money in the bank directly. It follows up with customer service with repeated emails, and none of this is spam, by the way. When I say repeated emails, these are service emails to people who have bought things from me or signed up for e-courses, which is one of the really easy promotional tools, or you can even have a paid e-course that can be delivered by a good shopping cart system. You know, I did a seminar like this with about 600 people on it, Joan, and you did this one also. I'm not sure if they registered with Adam or you, but either way, we were able to take all the registrations, deliver the phone numbers, and all of that with no administrative help.
See? There are more than 400 people on this call.
There's more than 400 on this one. I've done them with 600. I've been on calls with 4,000 people, and when you have a tool like this, you don't need any administrative help. Plus, again, I go back to you need to make your book a business. And so a good shopping cart, when somebody buys your book, will offer them, just like Amazon.com. I know that was the title of this thing, I think, but Amazon is a good model for what we call upselling. You know, they say, hey, people that bought this book also bought this book. Well, you can do that now. And it used to cost hundreds of thousands of dollars of custom programming. But now with an inexpensive shopping cart, you can offer your book and then offer something else. And don't tell me you don't have anything else unless you're a deaf mute, because if you have a mouth, you have a product. You can offer consulting, one-on-one coaching, things like that. What about the audio version of your book that's worth 10 or 15 times what your book is worth? This is how you get wealthy, by adding these other products and eventually seminars and eventually retreats and junkets and all kinds of things that are the big, big money that'll make you rich. And a tool like this helps you automate that so that the more people that come in, you can still handle them and take care of them without pulling your hair out or hiring an enormous staff.
Okay. So I think we've just proven that the authors who are relying primarily on Amazon.com sell their books for them are leaving a lot of money on the table.
Absolutely. And just one little trick, though, for everybody is I hope you sell on Amazon. I've sold on Amazon for years. I hope you sell 100,000 copies. But the thing is if you think of it like that, you're losing and you're just making Amazon rich. So in every book you ever write, put a bounce back to your website with some freebie that they have to come from your book to your website and register to get some big freebie.
Like what, Tom?
Well, it could be a checklist. It could be Joan's favorite publicity sites, Joan's top 100 publicity sites. And they come back and register at Publicity Hound. And now you have control of them, which we're going to talk about database in a little while, but that's a printing press. Now, when you come out with the audio version of your book, you've got people that already love you ready to buy it. See, but if you just let Amazon have the customer, you basically got diddly.
Okay, let's use that as a segue to talk about prong two, which is the database and directed desktop technology. The power is in the list. Tom, correct?
That's for sure. I mean, sitting right in front of... Yes.
Tom, let me jump in. I want to.
Who is this? Oh, I forgot.
Here's something to think about. The first time that I met Tom Antion, he looked at me straight in the eyes and he said, Adam, what is your computer? And I'm thinking to myself, you know, what is this trick question? It's an electronic device. You know, I don't know. And he said, Adam, your computer is a printing press to print money whenever you want. And so with that, I will let Tom lead into the power of a list.
That's for sure. I have been diligently working on a list for 14 years. First 2 years, didn't know what I was doing, pretty much went nowhere until I got some decent training, incredible training. And then the list started to grow. I mean, it was... 50 or 100 people in the first couple months, and then it went to 500, then I hit 1,000, and I was thrilled to death, and then I hit 3,000, and 7,000, 11,000. All along the way, every single piece of the way, I was making money, because I had people that I was giving good information to, and in those days, and still today, it's called an e-zine, short for electronic magazine, where I was giving them good tips, but every single issue ever since I've been in business carried something that they could buy. And if you give good stuff, a percentage of people will buy. And then it's a numbers game. You just keep giving good stuff, keep building numbers of people who start bragging about you, And today, I can hit a few buttons, and within 20 minutes, I just did it this weekend, folks. In fact, I had my guests here at the retreat center. I just announced a new site called AmazingPublicSpeaking.com. It's a membership site. And I released the first email, since it's a very complicated site with 200 videos on it, and it's very, you know, I'm like shaking, like, oh boy, I hope everything works. But I released it at 10 after 11 Friday night, and today, by today, over the weekend, which is normally slow for me, so a lot of people didn't get their emails till today, brought in $7,000 in direct sign-ups. And some of the sign-ups were only $5 as a trial. But if half of those people stay for a $20 a month thing, I just created a $700 a month income in 3 days, and I'm not even warmed up yet, folks. So,
right. And Tom, your easing was longer, and mine is even much longer than yours was. We're not necessarily talking about long easings. We can do a tip of the week, right?
Yeah. Not anymore. Everything I do is very short now. My original easing for years was very long, 5 feature articles, but nowadays, with email delivery, you're just asking to get snagged in a spam filter somewhere. So
okay.
Nowadays, I use short blurbs that drive them to a blog, which we're going to talk about, and to a website to read the rest of the articles. And it really is a printing press. And, I mean, last month, I did one affiliate promotion. And, see, this is another thing. Once you get this list built up, people will be begging you. They literally will beg you to promote their product to the point where you'll have to be selective when you get to where I'm at. And I promoted one thing maybe it's 2 months ago now, sent one email, and so far my affiliate commission is $35,000. All right, now I know this sounds crazy to you all because many of you, I don't know exactly the makeup of this list, but that could be a half a year's salary. Right, could be a whole year's salary for a lot of people, see? And that was in one push of the button. So if you work on this list diligently and get people, give them good content so they believe in you, you can rule the world. You really can.
Tom, it's not necessary for everybody on the line to have a gargantuan list. Is that correct? You could have a small list.
I had, let me give you an example. If you sold industrial screw machines that were $5 million a piece,
mm-hmm.
you could have a list of 10 purchasing agents from major manufacturing companies and still be rich. All right, so it's somewhere in between that. If you have a lot of cheap products, then you need a lot more people to get rich. But another lady's got 300 people on her list. She says every time she sends something out, she gets a piece of business. But these are sales managers of major companies. You know, so the size of the list is relative. I'm direct to consumer, so yes, I have an enormous list. But no, you don't. You know, I was making money right from the get-go with 50 or 100 people, and I've got students as of this weekend. Had a guy sent out to 40 people, and 3 people signed up for a $200 teleclass series of his. So he made $600 for 3 telephone calls with a list of 40 people. So anybody can do this.
Okay.
And as a rule of thumb, Joan, I think we all agree that you'd rather have a more responsive list that's smaller than a large list that's unresponsive.
Yeah, it's easy to build a big list of people that are just freebie seekers and goofballs, but if you can get a targeted list, is much easier to handle, and you can create much better relationships. Exactly right.
Okay. Adam, let's stick with you. I've heard you talk about the power of blogging, and I don't want to hear people groaning about this because when I first heard about blogging, I just wished that blogging would go away. So I wouldn't have to worry about it. And today, I'm blogging, and I'm checking my blog stats on how many people I get a month. It's like 5,000 a month through my blog. So tell us about how to get a blog up and running fairly quickly and why blogs are so powerful.
Absolutely. Well, like Tom just said, an easing is great, but here's the biggest problem that easings have: deliverability.
Mm-hmm.
And when you send out that email, a portion, and unfortunately, every day the portion grows larger and larger, but a large portion of those emails will never be delivered. They get hung up at spam filters. They're out in cyberspace. And so you're sending out a message hoping that people are going to get it, and they're not getting it. And so one of the biggest things blogging brings to the table, what we call direct-to-desktop technology, is it allows you to create a message and have it sent to your audience, or to your herd, as I like to call it, without having to go through email. Now, Tom's going to talk in just a minute about RSS feeds, so I won't get into that, but let's talk about why you want to have a blog. Well, the big thing is that blogging makes you the expert. Just like authoring an e-zine, just like authoring a book, authoring a blog and having your very own blog is a great way to position you as an expert. The other thing with a blog is that you're just giving bits and pieces in very short bursts instead of long prose at one time. So, you know, yeah, you want to post to your blog at least 3 times a week, preferably every day, but that posting on your blog doesn't have to be more than a paragraph or 2 paragraphs long. So before the listeners are shaking their head saying, oh, I'll never have time to set up a blog, it doesn't have to be long content. What your blog can help you do is you can use your blog to promote and sell your book. You can use your blog to promote and sell seminars that you may be putting on. You can use your blog to promote and sell a mentor program that you might have. You know, the other thing that a blog can provide, and once you get it up and running and gain some critical mass, you can use your blog as a vehicle to barter products and services or to joint venture with other people. You know, you can eventually even generate advertising revenue if you want to.
You know, Adam, some people just use their blog to write their book.
Absolutely.
It's called blooking, blog to book. And they just write, force themselves to write a little bit every day, and 3 months later they got enough to turn it into a book.
What great point, Tom, is every single person that says, oh, you know, writing a blog every single day, that's just a waste of time. Every single second you spend on that blog, you're developing content. And if you are wise, you will recycle that content, and you can take that content and eventually turn it into another book.
And you know what? See, blogs can get a search engine positioning way faster than your static website. That's another benefit and why you should be doing this, because the search engines love fresh content. And there's no place on earth that's got more fresh content than blogs.
And I hear people say sometimes, well, you know, I don't read blogs. Why would anybody read mine? Of course you read blogs, because when you do Google searches for certain keywords and keyword phrases, a lot of what the search engines are delivering to you is blog content.
Yeah, you just might not have noticed it, but it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really think that as an author, you're missing the boat if you're not getting a blog up and running immediately. And some places that you can go to get a blog, and it's so simple. Tom uses blogger.com.
I actually use a lot of these platforms, but that was my first one. It's still up and running, and it's doing great.
And I use wordpad.com. I use WordPress.com.
Yeah.
There's another one called TextPad.
No, TypePad.
Shows how much I know, I guess. TypePad.com. Joan, what do you use for your blog?
WordPress.
You use WordPress. And you can literally be up and running in, what, 5 minutes, 10 minutes?
Yeah, Blogger for sure. And if you, with a little bit of help, WordPress, same way.
And if you visit either my website or Tom's website, we've got plenty of information about blogs. Certainly the Click program talks about blogs in fine detail. But to sum it up, I think a blog is the best way to communicate with your audience uninterrupted. You know, with email deliverability problems getting bigger and bigger, uninterrupted communication is the key. And that's what a blog does.
And it pulls in traffic like a huge magnet.
Mm-hmm, that's for sure.
Okay. What about RSS feeds, Tom? You alluded to RSS feeds earlier in the conversation, and RSS feeds, I think, can be used for certainly for blogs and for websites as well. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, but first of all, I don't want people to get freaked out like, oh, my God, what is that? Because it is kind of geeky. And here's what I want you to know. If you have a blog, you automatically have an RSS feed. Now, what is an RSS feed? Basically, if you boil it down, an RSS feed will move information from one place to the other automatically. That's all you really need to know. And when you have a blog, your blog creates an RSS feed so that the people that know how to use them, even if you don't, that's what's really beautiful. I don't know how to use them very well, but the people that do can just come to your blog, grab your RSS feed, and then every time you make a blog posting, it automatically shows up over on their computer. That's all you need to know about it for this point. And they're not tremendously used now in the mainstream, but they're up and coming. So eventually you all will be using them and think that there's nothing of it. In fact, the new browsers, Internet Explorer, will allow you to take feeds from blogs and other places and websites and have the information delivered right to your browser automatically. All your favorite stuff you could have show up in one place every day. So that's really all you need to know for RSS feeds now. They can come from websites or your blog has it automatically.
Okay, and just to quickly remind you, we have been talking about prong number two, which is your database or your list plus direct-to-desktop technology. So now let's move to prong number three, which is product development. Adam, I've heard you preach that your book is not just a book and that authors are doing themselves a disservice by publishing books or by writing books that they can live off of for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, this is probably my favorite prong, and that is that your book is not a book, but your book is an entire foundation in which you can build a business. And let me give you a couple of statistics. And as an author, these statistics will make you shiver. There are close to 200,000 books published every year. There's over 3 million books in print, with an average bookstore stocking 30,000 books. So that is 1% of all books in print will most likely hit a bookstore shelf. If you're not scared already, how about this? The average book in its lifetime, Joan, will sell 2,000 copies or less. And just a couple more. The top 30 fiction authors for 2006 best sellers, they were all brand name authors, and they had all been on the bestseller list before. 26 of the nonfiction top 30 best-selling authors had also been on the bestseller list before and had books with movie tie-ins or with easy access to the media. So why do I mention all this? Is it to scare you? Absolutely not. But it's to make the point that physically selling copies of books is not a great way to become a multimillionaire or to just become financially free. Authoring a book builds credibility. It makes you an authority. And a book is that platform that generates many, many, many more products. A couple of examples, and Tom will talk about these in more depth, CDs, DVDs, home study kits, e-books. Use the content of your book for a blog. Use the content of your book for an e-zine. Develop a mentor program. Develop teleclasses. You can use the content of your book, give it a twist, and reposition that content in other media channels. You know, one of the biggest things that we as publishers run into is that human beings perceptually have put a very finite price on a printed bound book. You know, if I showed you a book, like a physical book that you'd find in a Barnes & Noble, and I asked the average American for more than $20 of their hard-earned lunch money for that book, they wouldn't give it to me. Because human beings have consciously said, you know, a book is worth $10, a book is worth $15, a book is worth $20. So selling your printed book for more than, say, $20 is very, very difficult. And if you're working with a publisher, even if you self-published, you know, you're not making that much money per book. You know, the average author is going to make at most $5, maybe $10 per book. If they're with a traditional publisher, they might make $2 a book. So, you know, you want to become a millionaire, in a sense, you almost have to sell a million copies of the book. Not easy to do. So by using this book as the foundation for all of these other products and services, all of these high-ticket products and services, you know, your book can literally be that platform in which you can build an entire business around that initial book.
It's
powerful.
Adam and Tom and I are prepared to go to the bottom of the hour with this call. We promised you 90 minutes, but in order to give you 90 minutes, we need more questions from you. So please send your questions to me at initialjstewart@publicityhound.com. We've got about 8 or 9 of them in here. We've got some super questions, and we'll get to those in a little while. But Tom, tell us the good news about making money from a book. How do authors make money from a book?
Well, here you go, John, and I'm going to piggyback off of what Adam said. I want to give you an exact example from my life. I'm the author of Wake 'Em Up Business Presentations, a classic public speaking book. Now, let's look at the topic to start with. It's a niche topic, but most people on earth hate public speaking. Right? You know, that's the worst thing in their life. But this book was the springboard to my riches, basically. And I want to give you an exact example here. The book is a beautiful 6x9 softcover book, self-published, been I don't know how many editions, and sells for $24.95. Now, I want you to think about this. Everybody just think about this. The equivalent of one chapter of that book. Now, I'm not saying I just took one chapter. I said the equivalent, you know, if you look through the whole book, and it was about 1/12, there was 12 chapters in the book, about 1/12 of the information in that book put on CD sells for $89.95.
How can you do that?
It's, I just have them duplicated and shove it in somebody's face and ask for the money. I don't know how I do it. It's because the format has a higher perceived value.
Mm-hmm.
Now, wait till you hear this. The entire book put on DVD where I give them the printed book and I throw in a couple of CDs and a couple of phone calls is $1,000. $9.97, I've sold $1 million worth of these because of the format. The perceived value and throwing in a little consulting one-on-one means I get $1,000 a pop. Do you know how many books you'd have to sell to get $1,000 profit out of it? See? So the format, in many cases, determines the amount of money. Now, if I throw a live seminar for that topic, for a three-day boot camp or something, I could easily, with my reputation, get $3,000 for it, for a three-day boot camp. On one-on-one, I'm $20,000 a day. I was called to critique President Bush on television, on his presentation skills. And that was a springboard into private coaching for companies and so forth at $20,000 a day. See, so I don't know how many books you'd have to sell to get that kind of bucks. So the format, you really have to jam, and this is where a lot of the authors didn't get it. I mean, I saw a lady slave over a children's book for 8 years of her life, and nobody wanted it, all right, where she could have written some other kind of book or put the audio version out, and she could have put the video version out, and the characters in it could have been little stuffed toys, and I mean, on and on of what she could have done with that book. But she just wanted to sell the book, and it was very expensive to print. And she's probably in obscurity right now. And again, her car's rusted out because it can't get in the garage, like Joan was telling you, because her books are in there. So the format has a lot to do with it. Now, if you want to start out low risk, you can put out an ebook version. Now, I got a contract with John Wiley and Son, but it was based on me selling this ebook. I had sold thousands of copies of the ebook first, and some people will say that's a negative, but I say it's a positive because I was in the bargaining position when they came to me. I could tell them to shove it, basically. In fact, I did a couple times when they were offering me small advances. I said, forget it. I can sell that much in 2 weeks and not even print the book and be done by the time you print it 18 months from now. See, so it puts you in a bargaining position because you're not desperate for the money. You're making high profit sales through digital product downloads. And a lot of people will say, well, that'll steal the market from the printed book. No, it won't. It's a different type of person that would buy a digital product than would buy the printed product. And some of them buy both. So ebooks are a great way to get started, collect your information, and get some money coming in with inexpensive websites and no printing charges, no typesetting, none of that involved in getting the thing out. Then teleclasses like we're doing right now. I pretty much made probably a couple $1 million doing teleclasses. And guess what? Every time I do one, I record it, turn it into a CD product, and my wall is just plastered. If you've ever, well, Joan's been here and Adam's been here, there's a wall of CDs up there that just to halfway keep track of them because you get on the telephone, people pay to listen to you, you record the product. Sell it forever if it's an evergreen topic.
Tom, you know what I do with mine? I have a lot of PR people, I have a lot of authors on my list. They're word people. They like to read the written word. I take my CDs and have them transcribed, and I turn them into electronic transcripts, and I use your shopping cart to upsell the buyer of a CD to the electronic transcript.
There you go.
And
see?
Vice versa.
They're buying the same content in two different formats, see?
And they buy it.
And they're happy, too, you know, because I know you sell a lot of this stuff. So you have to think in these terms. I remember speaking for the Chicken Soup for the Soul guy, Mark Victor Hansen. In fact, I'm speaking for him again 1st of November in Los Angeles. But he says it's not a book, it's a business. And if you really hit it good, you can license the name of your book to, I mean, they're doing chicken soup dog food, believe it or not, and all kinds of stuff. So there's all kinds of ways to turn your body of knowledge into money. Another one is a mentor program. That is, I don't like the word coaching, and if there's any coaches on here, well, I'm sorry, but I'm pretty well known around the world for telling it like it is. I hate the word coach because so many lowlifes that never did a thing in their life want to be your life coach. And I like the word mentor much better because it's a much higher trusted advisor position. And it means, you know, when you have a higher perceived value, what's that mean to you? More money. So you can be a coach or you can be a trusted advisor, which makes more money. Now, I'm going to give you three terms that I want you to write down. One is system, one is method, and one is kit. And these are terms that if you apply to your product or group of products, you will get more money for it. I have the Wake 'em Up Video Professional Speaking System. I have the Antion Success Method. I have the Teleseminar Kit. See, these words imply to a person, hey, that's all I need to get, all in one place. And you know, a lot of times when you bundle stuff together, you reduce the price. Some of these, the whole is worth more than the parts. Like my teleseminar kit sold, the CDs in it sold individually, a one CD for $30 and two CD set for $30. Now I get $67 for the whole thing put together with a little diagram on how to hook your phone up. All right, so those words really help you sell a lot. System, method, and kit. Don't forget e-courses, either free or paid. I've had e-courses that the first week, they were free e-courses, and they sold $7,000 of my multimedia CD because I taught people what they didn't know about what they didn't know, And then in each part of the course, it said, well, if you're really serious about this, you could get this multimedia CD for $199, and it'll teach you all of it. Boom, $7,000 in the first week from a seven-part e-course that was free. And there's a guy named Joe Vitale. He's got a $1,500 e-course. It's a paid e-course spread out by a week, and he gives you homework and all that stuff. See, so you can take your material and make very, very lucrative products without going through the 10 years it takes to print a book. See, so I'm not saying don't do a book, because you're not going to give an e-course to Katie Couric on TV to interview you, or whoever the heck's on the Today Show nowadays. So, yes, I'm in favor of books, but this is how you get rich, all of these other methods.
And that's prong three, which is product
development. Product development,
and
that's
I want to talk, I want to bring this up again, because when I advertised this teleseminar, I had a couple of emails from fiction authors, and they said, well, you know, I've heard a lot of these teleseminars, but they all seem to be for authors who have written nonfiction books. Adam, you've worked with a lot of authors. Could you give us some examples of how fiction authors can create spin-off products from their book?
Sure, absolutely. And I think that if you're a fiction author, you know, and you have that mentality that, oh, well, this can't apply to me, that then you might just not be quite thinking outside of the box. And I'll give you an example. A lot of fiction authors, when they take the next step, the first thing is, you know, Tom is a nonfiction author, and so Tom has a mentor program. Well, if you're a fiction author, you've got a dedicated group of followers and fans. And so just as Danielle Steele or Tom Clancy has a fan club, you should also have a fan club. And perhaps this may seem like a simple example, but it hits home, and here's why. Because as a fiction author, people care not just what you write about, but what you think, what you breathe, what you eat, what other books you're reading, who your favorite authors are. And so it's much more of a lifestyle type issue. And I've seen many fiction authors who have developed fan clubs, and these fan clubs range from $19.95 a month to $29.95 a month, and they have a monthly newsletter, and they have, as the author is writing new fiction books, members of their fan club get sneak previews of the book. They're asked to critique certain sections of the book. They're asked for feedback on the title. They're asked for feedback on the subtitle. A whole number of issues. They're asked for feedback on the plot development. And so if you're a fiction author and you have a dedicated group of fans, you would be foolish not to take advantage of the opportunity to build a closer relationship with them and to make money off of it.
Okay, very good. Let's see. We're going to deliver more content. We've got 25 minutes yet. We've got a ton of questions coming in, and we're going to run through them in rapid fire. But before we do that, I want both of you to talk about your system, the book that you have put together for authors who want to learn the finer points of how to do all of the things we've just talked about during the last hour.
Well, Adam and I have co-authored this complete home study system, and it teaches authors how to market and profit on the Internet. And like I said, I personally have been doing this since 1994, just when the commercial Internet was starting, and I've been through every scam and every up and down that's come down the pike. And literally, it has created a lifestyle for me where, you know, I can sit here, hit a few buttons, pull in a load of money, and do what I want. And that's part of this whole thing, Joan, is, and I know you're one because I met you through the Speaking Association, and I don't think you like to get out of Wisconsin too much. You like to sit there and make that money. And
in my pajamas.
Yeah, and they better pay you a heck of a lot of money to get you out of there.
That's right.
So that's the way I've been, because I did lots and lots and lots of speaking, but there better be a lot of money involved before you get me off my butt out of this chair, because I've built a life around this that supports an extremely fancy lifestyle. I'm not any kind of Rolls Royce guy, but you know, if I felt like it, I could be. But this, you know, you're not selling time, and you're not going to work and making somebody else rich. So the change in your life is there if you just take the time to learn how to use the internet. Don't be afraid of it. It won't hurt you. It can only help you. So we put this learning system together. It's 400 pages of content. Now, you don't have to read it page for page. In fact, a lot of people use it to section by section to help train the people that are helping them on their websites so that and one of the side benefits is the people that are helping you now know that you know what's going on, and they can't suggest things to you that are worthless because you know what's worthless and what isn't. So the cost of the course gets paid back in about the first time a webmaster tries to sell you something that wouldn't do you any good. So you'll know about those things. It also has 3 hours of training like you got tonight, where Adam and I just packed full with 3 hours of going over these issues much more in depth than we were able to tonight, so that you know what to do. We also have some very specialized how-to videos called Camtasia or screen capture videos. So it's we have, I think, 4 hours of that where it's just like you were looking at my computer screen, and you can see my cursor move, and you can hear me telling you where to click to make money. It's very, very nice. It'll play on PC computers, or if you have a Mac or a PC emulator on your Mac. Very, very insightful, so that you can see what to do rather than just read about it. And it's got over 700 links in it, handpicked by Adam and I, that you need to know about. Places that, and lots of utilities and freebies and services that you wouldn't normally, in the course of your everyday surfing, run across, that can be put into your website, usually very inexpensively, to do really great things for you and your customers. And I'm not talking fancy stuff. I'm talking usable stuff that helps you sell. And it's all the way from the beginning to the advanced strategy. So it tells you the modern way to pick a domain name. The old style doesn't work anymore. The dashes like that I have in some of my older sites, yes, it's okay to still have them, but no new websites are purchased like that. We have formulas to buy domain names that will help you. And all the way to very advanced selling strategies and psychological sales process that on your website most people never even heard of, let alone actually have on their website. So all of these are in a one-stop guide so that you can sell more of your books, teaches you how to turn them into bigger products like we discussed on the phone tonight. So, Adam, take it from there. Tell them what your 2 cents worth.
Well, yeah, Joan, you know, at the end of the day, I've worked with hundreds of authors, and the one thing that I...
Could you speak up a little bit, Adam? You got a little lower there on us.
Yeah, absolutely. At the end of the day, I've worked with hundreds of authors, and there's one thing you've been amongst all of them. Many will spend hundreds of hours, if not thousands of hours, laboring to produce their book, and that's writing the book. They'll spend thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars to have the book edited, to have the book designed, to have the book printed, to have the book distributed. And so they spend all of this time and money to create the masterpiece, the book. But then it sits there, and it goes nowhere, and they leave the whole process disappointed. And it's brought me to two conclusions. Number one, I think that most authors don't know a whole lot about marketing. And number two, I don't think it's because they're lazy. I think it's because they just don't know what to do. They don't have the training. They don't have the tools. They don't have the resources of how to quickly, easily, cost-effectively market, promote, and sell their book. And really, for me, Joan, that was my motivation, that was my ambition in working with Tom in creating this home study kit, this learning system, is because most authors, unfortunately, are clueless as to what to do. they may not have big budgets, and they want to do something, they just don't know where to start. And obviously, with the internet being the most powerful marketing vehicle in the world today, being probably the most cost-effective marketing vehicle in the world today, and being the quickest, easiest speed-to-market vehicle, Tom and I thought that it made really good sense to develop this one-stop kit, this one-stop method on easy ways to market, sell, promote, publicize your book using the internet. And, you know, over the last hour, we've talked about just dibs and dabs and little tastes of all the things that we talk about in this home study kit. But the bottom line is, if you're an author listening on this phone call, if you have the ambition, if you have the drive, if you have the work ethic to promote, market, sell your book, and to profit from your book, I can promise you that with our Click for Authors system, you won't be disappointed, because it will give you all the tools that you need to make money on the internet for real.
Okay, and how do authors listening find this, Adam?
Well, we have a website created. It is www.clickforauthors.com.
That's for F-O-R.
That's F-O-R, click, C-L-I-C-K, for F-O-R, authors, A-U-T-H-O-R-S, clickforauthors.com. And if you visit that page, for anybody that's listening to this call, we have a very, very special bonus for anybody that elects to take advantage of Click tonight or as a result of listening to this call. And that is, we have three bonuses. And, Tom, do you want to mention those or do you want me to?
Well, I want to tell them about the price first.
Okay.
Because when they hear the price, it's a deal. Because we're actually taking this this roadshow, as it were, to the legal market, to the CPA market, to the accounting market, to the professional market, to the chiropractic market for about $1,500. But the author market, we all came from being authors and know what it's like out there, and it's a tough thing. It's only $397 for this product. So it'd be crazy not to jump all over. It's 100% money-back guarantee. I don't know. What else you got there? We'll give you the money back if it's no good. And I almost choked by saying that, because the people on this line know I hate guarantees, because I put out such great stuff. It just infuriates me when somebody returns something. But we're putting a guarantee on this to get you to take action. And it's only $397. I'm throwing in a bonus, and my time is the most precious thing on earth. I book at $1,000 an hour, and I'm going to throw in a 30-minute one-on-one consultation with you personally whenever you're ready. I never put time limits on those kinds of things, because I'm, I take care of people. So it's worth $500. It'll be a website critique. So I'll get you on the phone, we'll have your website up, and I'll pick it apart for you in a fashion of somebody that cares about you and has nothing else in it. I'm on your side. I'm not on the geek side or the propeller head or the web designer side. I'm on your side. So I'm going to throw that in. What are you throwing in, Adam?
Well, and as a bonus as well, my time is valuable. My time is the most precious asset that I have. And I am going to also throw in 30 minutes of my time in a consultation to talk about your book. We can talk about a manuscript, perhaps, that you want to have published. We can talk about a book that you've already published, and we can brainstorm marketing strategies, publicity strategies, sales strategies for that book. Or we can talk about anything that you possibly want. You've got 30 minutes with me, a publisher, a book marketing expert, on the phone to talk about any book business that you possibly desire. I bill out at $250 an hour, so 30 minutes of my time, $125 value, you've got me for whatever you want.
And okay.
Joan,
okay.
It's your turn.
Come on, Joan. You got to meet this challenge.
There's no way you're going to outdo me.
Throw something in the pot and let's get some questions going.
Half an hour of consulting, telephone consulting, whenever you want to. We can talk about how to write direct-to-consumer press releases about your book that the search engines find. We can do media training. We can talk about online press kits. We can talk about any aspect of publicity, how to get on the morning talk shows, how to get onto National Public Radio to talk about your book. The half hour is yours to do with as you please, so that's my bonus.
Awesome. Clickforauthors.com, clickforauthors.com, $397 with a guarantee.
Plus an hour and a half of phone consulting.
Yeah, I don't know how much that's worth, but I just can't wait to do it for you. All right, let's get to some questions.
We've got a ton of questions. Let's go through them in rapid-fire fashion.
Lay them on.
I'm going to just do it as they came in. First question from Pat. Where do you find a good person that will do a website for from $20 to $50?
Craigslist. I say .com because usually that works, but Craigslist.org. It'll be your local area is where I find everybody. Everybody that works for me is from Craigslist. And you have to ask them some questions, give them some little jobs to start with first to see if they act professional, if they do things on time, and don't put out a whole lot of money until they produce. So everybody I find is from Craigslist.
Okay, next question.
And I second that.
This is from Eileen. At about 15 minutes into the call, talking about search engine optimization, Tom mentioned that one of his articles was picked up by 250 sites. How would one know how many other websites have picked up your article?
Okay, that's very easy. If you search in Google and put quotation marks around the exact title of your article, so write a unique title for your article, and then when you search for it a month later, put that exact title in Google search box with quotation marks around it. And that'll find every place that Google has indexed that has picked up the article. And it's probably more than that because Google may not have indexed all of them at that point. But that's how you do it.
Okay. Question from Sandra. How can you prepare your website if you don't have a book of any kind yet? And did you say you can do multiple pages if you are a jack of all trades?
I'll jump in and say the answer is yes. If you are a jack of all trades, I think you want to have distinctively separate websites for each area that you're an expert in, so to speak, because the one problem that you run into is if you have all of your content and various subjects on one web page, it's going to all meld together and it's not going to pull you high in the search rankings on anything.
Yeah, because you'll look like a jack of all trades to Google. So have separate websites for your different fields of expertise. Like, for instance, I have public speaking and internet marketing. So I keep them totally separate on different websites, and I can be a big expert in both fields, but the search engine sees me as an expert on public speaking. And then it sees my other website as the great site on internet marketing. So keep them separate.
Okay, question from Rosemary. It appears that the recommended shopping cart is owned by one of your speakers, and it appears that it does not accept PayPal and requires a merchant account.
Not true. It does use. It is compatible with PayPal. What you'll find is the best of all worlds is to have a merchant account and have PayPal as an option. The problem with having PayPal only is that you appear to be a reject from eBay if you're selling professional stuff. Now, if you're on eBay, it looks bad if you don't have PayPal. But if you're trying to sell high-end professional stuff and you have only PayPal, people look at you askance. And I don't care what kind of argument you want to make against it, that's the way it works. So you should eventually get your own merchant account and PayPal and have them both, which will, by the way, I've tested, increases sales by about 15% if you have both.
Hmm.
And as a rule of thumb, Joan, probably only one out of every 30 orders that we get is through PayPal.
Hmm. Okay, next question from Akasiana. The question is, about the list, what's a good software tool to manage the list and to perform the email broadcasting?
Well, that's another reason we like the shopping cart system that we use, is because it combines all of this into one place. So it is a email broadcast system where you can have unlimited email magazines. And, you know, when you try to put these together piecemeal, which I did for years, it was nothing but trouble. So, and also, this is a version of a major shopping cart. I have a private label of it, and Adam has a private label of it. But all the top marketers use this because it has all of these things combined into one place. What happens is, if you have them separate and something goes wrong, all the geeks from each company, when it won't work, blame the other company, and you're left holding the bag. So the cart system is also your broadcast system.
Okay. Joan asks the question, what web software do they use? Maybe they said it, but I didn't catch it.
I still use Microsoft FrontPage. What do you use down there, Adam?
I use FrontPage, too.
Well, he used FrontPage. Now, it has been discontinued, and so it will fade away eventually, but still my entire business runs on FrontPage.
In my experience, FrontPage is the easiest, simplest to use for a non-techie.
Yes, that still can do the things you need to do that's outlined in the Click course. But as I said, eventually it'll fade away, and we'll probably go to Expression Web, which is the Microsoft replacement for it, but not until they pry FrontPage out of my cold, dead fingers.
Okay. This next question is for Adam. Speaking of using articles to push website traffic and search engine ranking, what's the minimum and maximum number of words in an article?
Good question. As a general rule of thumb, I try to shoot for 350 to about 550 articles.
Words per article.
350 to 550 words for an article, excuse me.
If it's bigger than that, break it up into two pages.
Exactly. And then I also do mini articles. In the mini articles, I often will use as my blog postings. And this goes back to the point, if there's anybody on the call that's saying, you know, I just don't have time to write a posting to my blog every day, well, you know, either hire a writer or write yourself and write 100 mini blog postings in one sitting, and then for the next 20 weeks, you've got your automatic blog postings. You know, my blog postings are typically 75 to 125 words.
Okay. Fred asks the question, and I think this one's for me. How do I use affiliate links in articles that I'm writing for other people, like article directory sites? I absolutely do not put affiliate links in articles that I write for article directory sites. That's the quickest way to get thrown off the site. I do use affiliate links for articles at my own website.
Well, yeah, but see, here's the same thing. You could just have them go to a page on your website from the article, and then that's where the affiliate link is. So nobody notices it's an affiliate link.
Okay, just refer to them to a page where they can get
in your website, right?
Okay.
And one piggyback off the what program I use, be prepared for the geeks to cry about and complain about FrontPage, but they're broke and people that do this are not. So tell them heck with it. You're going to use what's going to be easy for you.
Okay, Debbie asks the question, could you mention the URL again for the free keywords?
Free keywords, dot, or period. You know, when I say dot, it's period. Freekeywords.wordtracker.com, T-R-A-C-K-E-R. Freekeywords.wordtracker.com.
Okay, let's see. We have a question from Maury. Also, is there a timeline to tonight's offer?
You mean a deadline for tonight's offer?
Yeah, I think that's what he means.
Well, since some people will listen to this by recording, you know, I'd say tomorrow night at midnight ought to be fair.
I agree with that. 48 hours.
If you need anything extra or anything extra, email one of us, and I'm at orders@antion.com. And Adam, how do they reach you?
They can reach me at awitty, A-W-I-T-T-Y, at advantagewwww.com. So that's advantage and then two W's, advantagewwww.com.
So it's awitty at advantagewwww.com.
Okay, Marilyn from Chicago asks, I've been trying to sell a unique wellness book. How can I increase sales quickly with no budget? It looks like she self-published. And what are some ways to create a foundation for a journal?
Okay, well, when I hear you say unique, that's what scares me, is because if it's something that's very obscure, nobody's looking for it. So I'll quote a friend of mine that's a great internet marketer, Jonathan Mizell, who says, don't try to build traffic to your website. Go where the traffic is and stand in front of it. So go to as many wellness sites as you can, put articles on them, put articles in the directories. None of this costs you a nickel, and you could create an enormous web presence and then with a link back to your unique product. That would be the thing I would just blitz doing that. I don't know a thing about journaling.
Okay.
Well, the other thing, too, Joan, is are there any people in her industry that could become affiliates for her and could promote and sell the book?
Mm-hmm.
That's
sure.
Yeah.
That's
joint ventures, we call it. Find people that have big lists and offer them a percentage of the sales.
Okay. Jack asked the question, how do you protect your written e-work from unpaid distribution?
You don't. You get out of the protectionist attitude and you get into the abundance attitude. That's what I've been doing for years. In fact, I tell people, if somebody steals your ebook, at least they heard of you. Okay? So what we do is we plaster it full of links to other products that we sell, affiliate links, and so forth, so that if they do give it away, remember I said the bigger money was on the back end from something else that you are going to sell them. So don't worry about that. We use only simple Adobe PDF. We don't lock the document. We lock it so they can't change it, but we don't make a password to open it. And I have sold tens of thousands of ebooks and literally made millions off of what came in on the back end. I mean, I could throw away all the money I made on the front end and make a fortune on what came in on the back end. So don't worry about that.
If somebody steals your ebook, it's the greatest compliment they can give you.
There you go. And Seth Godin, if you've ever heard of him, he gave away the Idea Virus, and now I don't know how ungodly high his speaking fee is, his book advances, everything, and by giving away a free ebook to get famous. So don't think in those terms.
Okay, Adam, I think this next one's for you. Jason asks the question, how about the unique benefits or drawbacks of tip books?
Tip books. Well, I like tip books a lot, and I'll tell you why. Because the average book in America is never read past the first chapter. That's number one.
Can you just write the first chapter and quit?
we're actually working on a book like that that's just one chapter. So here's why I like tip books. Number one, they're short and sweet, and especially business people love those. Number two, if you gather tips from other people, and this is a great, great marketing ploy, if you gather the tips for your book from other people, what you do is you build a list of every single person that submitted a tip. Once the book's published, you send them a email blast, you send them a postcard, you send them a direct mail piece that says, you're in the book, you're featured in the book. And you immediately have, you know, a couple hundred people that are guaranteed to buy your book. So tip books, I think, are good. The shorter, the sweeter, the better. And I think it's got marketing potential.
Okay. This next question is going to get me in hot water with Tom, but that's okay. I'm willing to ask Rick asks the question, and he says that the reason that he likes doing business with me is that I don't hit my list hard. In other words, I don't email my list a lot. Really, the only time I email them is when my e-zine comes out on Tuesday, and that makes me valuable to him. Tom, what do you have to say about that?
Well, every market is different, and it's your job as the publisher to find out what is the frequency that will get you the maximum amount of sales with the least amount of attrition. And so I don't even know what you're talking about, hot water. It's the fact that you found out what works for your people. And I have found out what works for my people, and it might be more frequency for me or less. It doesn't really matter as long as you maximize what your list can handle. But you also have to be careful of one person crying to you and saying, well, I'm going to unsubscribe if you keep sending all these things. Well, I say goodbye. It was nice knowing you. I don't need you. And that's not an arrogant attitude. It's just you can't base your business on some whiner that's a big crybaby that wants everything free. They probably wouldn't spend anything anyway, so good riddance to them. So, but the real answer is you push until you see that you're getting, it's the law of diminishing returns, then you back off, and that's the frequency that your list can handle.
Okay, Lanny asks the question, my book is a collection of retro recipes with personal recollections and family photos. Any ideas for how to leverage this concept through other products?
Well, I'm not sure what retro recipes mean. Is it use really
either.
Old ingredients or something?
Yeah, probably old-fashioned recipes.
Old-fashioned.
I was waiting for Tom to take that one.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to think about that one. Don't know off the top of my head.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know what retro recipes quite mean, so I can't answer that either.
I mean, are the people featured? I would ask questions like, is it a group? Is it an ethnic group, like old Italian recipes or things like that, or recipes from the Midwest? So without that knowledge, it'd be hard to, you can email me about it if you give me some more details.
Okay. Kristen asks the question, are there any recommended sites for creating an e-book? I've been finding a lot that charge a bundle, and I really think it should be cheap or free, right?
Well, all it is a simple Microsoft Word to Adobe conversion. And I have a free audio file. If you go to public-speaking.org/holidaygift.htm, public-speaking.org/holidaygift.htm, got a 30-minute audio that tells you how to create a quality ebook. I gave it to my customers 1 year for Christmas, so it's still up there. Just click on the little Christmas present, and it'll tell you all you need to know. The only expenses involved is if you don't have a version of Adobe Acrobat program, which is a couple $100 unless you get some kind of educational discount. But it's Microsoft Word, the PDF, and you're on your way.
Okay, can we take a couple more questions?
Okay.
Okay, Rosemary asks, how do you feel about the numerous card decks that are being released with books these days? They seem to be very expensive to produce.
Well, I know the guy that produces them, and he's been bugging me for a long time to buy them. I don't really get it. I guess they're handy in corporate environments to give people tips, but I think there's way better ways for the typical author or entrepreneur to spend their money than that. If you're flush and you got a lot of money to spend, yeah, it'd be a cute little adjunct, but there's way more cost-effective things that you could spend to reach around the world rather than have a novelty item like that.
Okay, Sandra.
Go ahead, Adam.
I
would add, Joan, it all depends on your market. You know, I think the cards make sense for the right book and the right market, but it really all depends who's your target audience.
Okay. Hannah asks the question, I agree that the list is important, but how do I get people to sign up on my list, and how do I make sure they're the right kind of people?
Well, first of all, if it's a free thing, we don't care who signs up because they just won't respond. But first, a bunch of stuff. You need to plaster the sign up everywhere on every page of your website. You need to use a dynamic pop-up box on entry. If you don't like pop-up boxes, get over it. They work, and every major company on earth uses them. Make sure you have a privacy policy so that they know that you're not going to spam them to death. Write a sales letter telling how good your free stuff is. I mean, you actually have to write a sales letter nowadays to give something away, and you'll see your signups go up.
Okay.
And Joan, anybody that's listening, visit AMG, like Advantage Media Group, AMGLive, LIVE.com, and you'll see a classic example of that, just as I learned from Tom.
Okay. Rosemary tried to order the product just now. She says the page says it's $397, but the cart says it's $415.
Well, that's the tip. Didn't you throw a tip on, Rosemary? Fix it.
I think Adam will fix it.
Joan,
I can fix that, but I think there's $20 built in for shipping and handling.
Oh, okay. Or could it be sales tax, too, perhaps? Or
It may be. It should be $20 for shipping and handling, so the total out the door is $417. And if she's having a problem with that, have her email me, and I can take care of it.
Okay. We have a question from Edie. She asks, how do you pitch companies to buy your book? I mean, exactly, what do you say, ask, or offer?
Well, if she's talking about bulk sales, you have to, of course, match the book to what they need. And, you make a proposal, with a discount for bulk sales. And it's all like anything else, benefit, benefit, benefit. If the company needs sales training and you have a sales book, or if the company needs diversity training and you have a diversity book, you're going to pitch whoever's in charge, the purchasing agent, and they're going to tell you who is the right person for that type of product. And you have to write a bunch of benefits and pitch them. It's just like selling anything else to anybody. A company is just selling to people, but you're selling in bulk. So
okay.
It's no different.
Okay. An author asks, where do we find the best affiliate opportunities?
You mean, if he means of products to sell, one place that has loads of them is called CJ.com. C is in cat, J is in jack. It's short for Commission Junction. So it's CJ.com. But any site you go to that you like the product, look around the edges to see if it says affiliates or make money with our product. How many more you got there, Joan? We're running out of disk space.
Okay, let's go ahead and just repeat the offer.
All right, it's $397 plus shipping. Go to click. For authors, foraauthors.com, and you'll get a heck of a product. And this is, guess what, folks? A lady came up to me after seeing me 2 years earlier. I think I made about $5 million since the last time I had seen her. And she said, I guess this Internet's not a fad, is it? And I said, no, ma'am, it isn't. And it isn't for you, too. People are buying on the Internet. And if you don't have a massive web presence, I'm sorry, the dust is going to kick you in the face. So we'll help you out the best we can. You got three great bonuses. You got my web critique. You got Adam's consultation on publishing, and you got Jones on publicity. You couldn't have, if you take me out of it, you still couldn't have a better deal than those two, because I love both of them dearly. They're the top of the list in my book. I got to run. Joan, thanks for having us.
Okay.
This has been fun, Joan.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Adam. We got great feedback from the people on the call. They love it. For those of you whose questions we didn't get to, I will do my best to answer them personally or forward to
you. Yeah, you can
Tom
forward them to me, and I'll take care
okay.
of them, too.
All right. Very good. Thank you, everybody. Tom, Adam, thank you.
All right.
Good night.
Good night.